Good morning. So take a comfortable seat on your mat. And before we begin moving, we start with stillness. Sitting up nice and tall, but relaxed. Closing your eyes. Beginning to focus on your breath. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. And then we'll come back to center and bring hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now as we inhale, let's circle our arms up and into the sky. Exhaling, our arms float back down to the ground. You can close your eyes if you like, and just let your movement reflect the flow of your breath. One more time, let's reach to the sky. Now we'll fold forward. Place your hands on your mat, step your feet back, come to downward facing dog. Give yourself a nice push into downward facing dog so your hips are high and far back. Let your heels press down like you were walking in place. We'll walk our hands back to our feet. And here we fold into a forward bend. Let every pose fit your body perfectly. You can make any changes, adjustments you need to make so that they work for you. Now walk your hands forward again. Find your way back to downward facing dog. And let's lay our knees down onto the mat. Slip our hips onto our heels. Reach your right hand off to the right side of your mat. Curve your left arm over into a side bend. And then let that side bend flow to the other side as the right arm swirls over. And we go side to side. Walk your hands to the center and take a moment to settle into child's pose, knowing that you can come back and rest at any time. Now tucking toes into the floor, let's step into downward facing dog. And we'll step the right foot forward. Left knee touches the ground, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then hands come back on the mat and the right foot steps back. We'll move our shoulders up above our wrists, kneeling plank, and then exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we rise into cobra, and then hips slide back into heels, child's pose. Again, curl your toes under your feet, step into downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. Right knee touches down, inhale and reach to the sky. And then hands come back to the mat, and the left foot steps back. Shoulders come up over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Rising up, we roll the shoulders back, reach the heart forward, cobra. And then hips again to heels, child's pose. Now tuck your toes under your feet, come to downward facing dog, and walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, come all the way up. And then drop your hands down to your sides. Let's take little twists from side to side. Arms flying free in the air. Warming up the back and the spine. your twists begin to slow down. And then we come to a nice stillness. Bring hands to the heart. Step to the very front end of your mat. Let's flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Hips sinking down, we come to chair. And then we'll reach up and into the sky. You can lean back right here if you want to. And then dive down. Now lift up halfway with your back flat. And then touch your hands to the ground. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling into the sky. And then hands come back on the mat. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And as we exhale, let's go back to downward facing dog. Right leg reaches up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up. And then coming back to touch the ground again. Left foot now steps to the front. Inhale, let's reach for the sky. And sinking down, chair pose. Reaching up again. Here's that place you can lean back. Dive down. Lift up halfway. And then touch your hands to the ground. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling up. And hands back down again. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And an exhale goes back again to downward facing dog. Now left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Once again, the arms reach up and then come back down. Right foot comes forward. Inhale, rise. Chair pose. All the way up again. Once more, you're welcome to a back bend. And then dive down. Inhale, halfway up. And now our hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. And we step into downward facing dog. Take a moment to pause here. Connecting with your breath. Connecting with the sensation in your body. So now that we've warmed up a little, let's begin our standing flows. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Let's loosen our shoulders by circling our arms round and round. Now reach to the sky and then take your hands to the mat. Step onto your right foot, left foot up into the air, standing splits. The left foot steps down next to the right foot. Heels and hips sink down, arms circling around. Chair pose. Now rising from the chair, the left hand grabs the right wrist. Pull your right arm up into the sky and then lean to the left. Take a nice big side bend into the right side of your body. And come up changing sides. Leaning to the right, we stretch into the left side. And then reach to the sky, dive all the way down. Hands touch the ground, we'll step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. This time we'll twist. Take hands to your heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh and let's spiral a twist around to the left. Through the low back, the middle back, the upper back, the neck. Your hands can stay in a prayer or they can spread wide. Remember, you can always lay your back knee down. Now the twist unwinds. Our hands come to the mat. Let's lay the right knee down. Set your left knee next to your right knee. Hips to heels. Drag your hands in towards your knees as you rise up and reach to the sky. And then arms come wide open. Cross your right arm over your left, hugging your shoulders or taking the forearms together like eagle. And then whether your hands are on your shoulders or wrapped in eagle pose, let your elbows reach toward the sky. And then unwind as you reach up into the air and fold forward. We'll curl our toes into the ground, step into downward facing dog, and flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhaling, back again to downward facing dog. And the other side, left leg up to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And again, we'll circle our arms round and round. Now reach up into the sky, and then take your hands to the mat as you step onto the left foot, right leg into the air, standing splits. Step your right foot down next to your left, heels and hips sink down, arms circling around, chair pose. And rising up, the left hand grabs the right wrist, pull it up into the sky, lean to the left, feel the stretch in the right side of your body. And let's come up and change that side bend to the other side. Come all the way up and then dive all the way down. Our hands touch the ground. We'll step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands fold into the heart. We'll hook the left elbow across the right thigh this time. Now the twist turns to the right. Unwinding the twist, bring your hands to the mat. Lay your left knee down. Right knee next to the left knee. Hips to heels as we drag our hands back toward our knees and then rise up, reaching to the sky. Arms spread wide open. And we'll cross the left arm over the right. Again, you can hug your shoulders or wrap your arms together. And then elbows reach toward the sky. And circle your arms up into the air, folding forward. Tuck toes into the floor, hips to the sky, and we flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now lace your fingers together above your head and then turn your palms toward the sky as you reach up nice and high. And then we release our hands down to the mat. Step onto your right foot, left foot up into the air, standing splits. And the left foot steps down next to the right, heels and hips come down, arms circling around, chair pose. Now as we rise up, the left hand grabs the right wrist, reaching up to the sky. Lean to your left, stretch the right side of your body. And let's come up and stretch the other way. And coming up, we dive all the way down. Our hands touch the ground. Let's step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now reaching hands behind the back. Link your fingers together. Push your hands and shoulders back. Let's create a nice wide open heart that looks up toward the sky. And releasing hands, they drift up. And then we'll bring them down and place our hands on the mat. Set your right knee down, left knee next to the right. Hips to heels, we drag our hands back. Rising up onto the knees, let's spread our arms wide open. And then right arm over left, hugging the shoulders or wrapping the arms together. And elbows, look up toward the sky. And we circle our arms all the way up and fold forward. Toes dig into the mat as we step into downward facing dog and flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And let's exhale our way back to downward facing dog. Other side now, left leg to the sky. Step or help your left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Placing fingers together, turn your palms up toward the sky. Feel yourself rising up even as you're rooting down. Lower body anchors you, upper body reaching high. And then hands come down to the mat. We step onto the left foot, right foot to the sky, standing splits. And we'll step the right foot down next to the left. Heels and hips come down. Arms circle around. Chair pose. And rising up, left hand grabs the right wrist. Lean to the left in a side bend. And come up, leaning to the right. And then reach to the sky, diving all the way down. Our hands touch the ground. Let's step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come behind the back now. As we push the hands and shoulders back, let's again try to spread our heart nice and wide. And release your hands up into the air and then down to the mat. Lay the left knee down. Right knee comes next to the left knee. Hips come down to the heels as we drag our hands back and then rise up onto the knees, reaching to the sky and then arms wide open. Left arm crosses over the right, hugging shoulders or eagle arms. And the elbows come up. And we'll circle our arms into the sky. Folding forward, turn your toes to the floor. Come to downward facing dog and flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhale back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Moving with the breath now, exhale, reach down and back. And then inhale up to the sky. Your movement reflecting your breath. Now reach up once again. And then take hands to the mat as you step onto the right foot, left foot to the sky. Standing splits. The left foot steps down next to the right, heels and hips sink down, arms circling around, chair pose. And standing tall, the left hand grabs the right wrist, let's lean to the left. And coming up, we lean to the right. And all the way up, we dive down now. As hands come to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now bring your hands into your heart. And then take hands onto your left thigh. Pick your right foot up, set it down flat. Let's fold into pyramid pose. With feet flat on the ground and legs straight, we lean over the left leg. Little by little, find your stretch. Now hands come down to the mat. Let's lay the right knee down. Left knee comes next to the right knee. Hips slide into heels. We drag our hands back. Rising up onto the knees. Stretching wide open. And then right arm over the left. And elbows up toward the sky. And circle your arms all the way up and fold forward. Stepping into downward facing dog, we flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. And left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then with the breath, exhale, down and back. Inhaling up. Let's reach up one more time. And then our hands come to the mat. We step onto the left foot, standing splits. Right foot comes down next to the left. The heels and hips sink down. Arms circling around, chair pose. And rising up, left hand grabs the right wrist. Lean to the left. The right side of the body getting more and more open. And then come up and change sides. And rising up, we dive all the way down. Hands touch the ground. We step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands to your heart and then onto your right thigh. We'll pick the left foot up and set it down flat. Straightening the legs, we lean over the right leg now, pyramid pose. Finding your stretch. For each of us, it will be different. Bring hands to the mat, lay your left knee down, right knee next to the left, dragging hands back toward the knees. We reach to the sky, arms spread wide. Something happens when we open our heart like this. Can you feel it? Left arm over the right, choosing your variation. And elbows up toward the sky. Circle your arms up and into the air, folding forward. We find our way to downward facing dog and flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhale back to downward facing dog. So one more round, right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And this time, let's take one deep bow, leaning forward into a diagonal, and the arms reach around to the back. Now hands come to the mat. We step onto the right foot, standing splits. Left foot steps down next to the right. The heels and hips come down. The arms circle around. Chair pose. And rising up, left hand grabbing the right wrist, lean to the left. And then coming up, we lean to the right. Rise up, dive all the way down. Hands touch the ground. Let's step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now bring hands to the heart. Take your right hand to the outside of your left thigh, left hand behind your back. Get nice and tall. Let's take another twist, spiraling your shoulders parallel to the long side of your mat. Remember, you can lay your back knee down. You can stay here. Another option would be to spread your arms parallel to the floor. Chin is turning toward the left shoulder. Now unwind your twist. Take hands to the mat. Lay your right knee down. Left knee next to the right. We sink down into our heels and then reach to the sky. Arms come wide open. Right arm crosses over, taking the arms from eagle or hugging shoulders. And the elbows reach toward the sky. Now circle your arms up into the air, folding forward. Toes dig into the ground, and we'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhale, go back to downward facing dog, and let's take the last flow now. Left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. And a deep bow. hands come to the mat. Step onto your left foot, right foot to the sky. Standing splits. And the right foot steps down one more time. Heels and hips come down. Arms circle around, chair pose. And rising up, left hand grabs the right wrist as we lean to the left. And take one more stretch into the right side of our body. And come up, lean to the right. And stand up tall, then dive all the way down. Hands touch the ground, the left foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come into the heart. We'll take the left hand to the outside of the right thigh, right hand round behind the back. Straight and tall as we begin to then twist to the right. Twist comes back around. We take hands to the mat. We'll set the left knee down, right knee next to the left. Dragging hands back toward the knees. One more time, we reach to the sky. And then we spread our arms wide open. The left arm crosses over the right. And the elbows look toward the sky. Circle your arms up into the air, folding forward. Let's step into downward facing dog, and we'll flow through our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up, and exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now let's touch our knees to the mat. Slide our hips into our heels. Lay ourselves down now to take a rest in child's pose. So get comfortable here. Tune into your breath. Tune into the sensation of your body. The front of your mat, press your hands down, curl toes under your feet, and let's slowly make our way back to downward facing dog. And then we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take an easy inhale all the way up, and bring your hands into your heart. Explore some balancing poses now. We'll step onto the right foot first, and the first pose will be tree pose. So when you feel nicely rooted, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Hands at the heart or branching outward. It's okay to use a wall. It's okay to start again whenever you need to. Drop your hands to your sides. And then scoop your arms forward as you straighten your left leg out in front of you. Arms then reaching up to the sky. Now hands come to the heart. We bend the left knee. Take your right hand on your left knee, left hand behind your back. Stand nice and tall, and then begin to add a twist to your balance, turning toward the left. The left knee points straight ahead, but the shoulders turn parallel to the long side of your mat. And come back around to the front. Step onto two feet. Enjoy moving your body a little bit. step onto the left foot now, starting again with tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands drop to our sides. Right leg straightens as we reach the arms forward and then upward. Now hands come to the heart. Bend your right knee. Left hand on the knee, right hand behind the back. Get tall and then take a twist to the right. Coming back around, 2 feet again to the mat. Move your body a little. And a nice big inhale, reaching into the sky. Exhale and fold all the way down. Touch your hands to the ground, walk your feet back. Lay your knees down again, hips to heels. Child's pose. And walk your hands way over to the right. Walk your hands back to the center and then way over to the left. Now hands come again to the center. Let's take our shoulders above our wrists, kneeling plank. And from kneeling plank, let's lower down onto the floor. Lay right down onto your belly. And then extend your arms straight out in front of you. Let's explore some backbending. With an inhale, take as much of your body off the ground as you can, looking more down than up so the back of your neck stays long. Now slide your arms around to the back so they're pointing to the back of your mat. Glide the shoulder blades down your back, locust pose. Stay in locust pose or bend your knees, catch your ankles, lifting up into bow pose. And then releasing, we take hands under our shoulders, push our hips back into our heels, and take one more rest in child's pose. Walk your hands in towards your knees. Crisscross your ankles. Slip right over the tops of your feet and let's come to sit. Stretch your legs out straight in front of you and we'll take a forward bend. With an inhale, reach to the sky and lengthen upward. And then with an exhale, fold over your legs just to where it feels good for you. Close your eyes. Long, slow, deep breaths, particularly your exhale. Walk up your legs. Take your hands to the floor behind your back. Roll your shoulders back and let your heart stretch open toward the sky. Staying right here or lifting your hips right up off the ground. Now set your hips hips back down if they're lifted. And from here, we'll roll down onto the floor. So lay yourself down onto your back now. Hug your knees, rock yourself a little side to side, get nicely centered and settled. Now take both hands on your right knee. Lift your left leg up to the sky. Now use your abdominal strength to slowly lower your left leg down to the ground. So pull your belly in so you can feel that. And before it touches the ground, slowly bring it back up again. And in slow motion, continue to lower and lift. Lower your left leg one more time. And then as you lift your left leg, drop your right foot to the floor. Take your right hand on your right hip bone, left hand inside of your left leg. Open your left leg out to the left. Bend your left knee and cross it over your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg or the right shin as you draw the legs in for pigeon pose. We're looking to find a nice deep release in the left hip. So feel your way to that spot and then close your eyes. Long, slow, deep breaths. Release your hands, uncross your legs. Take your hands on your knees and make circles round and round, like you were stirring a pot of soup. And then circle around the other way. As you come to center, both hands on your left knee, right leg up to the sky. Draw your belly in and slowly begin to lower and lift the right leg. The next time you lift your right leg, drop your left foot to the floor. Left hand on the left hip bone, right hand inside the right leg, opening the right leg out to the side. Bend your right knee, cross your right ankle over your left thigh, pigeon pose. Find a nice deep release in your right hip. Now, release your hands, uncross your legs. Again, take hands on your knees and circle your knees round and round. And then circle the other way. Now coming back to center, choose an inversion for today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs into the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor, lifting your hips up in a bridge pose. You could lift both your hips and your legs above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion, you practice safely. Choose whatever might feel nice in your body today. Carefully, slowly, find your way back down onto the mat once again. And when you come down, hug your knees, rock your body side to side. Let's set our feet onto the floor. We'll slip our hands under our hips. Stretch our legs straight out on the mat and sit on our fingertips. Fish pose. Elbows come underneath the back and we're propped up on our forearms. Lay your head back and let your heart reach toward the sky. We'll lift the head up. And the fish pose returns to the mat. Hands now slip out from underneath us. They circle around. And when they find each other behind our head, let's lace our fingers together, turn our palms around, take a nice big stretch. And then we'll reach down and grab the right knee. Cross the right knee over your body to the left. Turn your head to the right. Left hand, drop away and fall to the floor. Unrolling the twist, come back onto your mat again. Straighten yourself out. Extend the legs, circle the arms around, and again, lace your fingers together to take a big stretch. And then reach down, take your left knee, and cross it all the way over you to the right. Turn your head now to the left. Release your right hand and allow that last twist to roll you over and lay you gently down. Once again, straighten yourself out on your mat. At this time, you're welcome to get covered up if you want to. We've arrived now at our final relaxation. So get nice and comfortable. So here we are at the end of 1 year and about to begin another. So it's a time of reflection and anticipation. Take a moment to reflect on this past year. What do I have to be grateful for this past year? Who were the most significant people in my life this past year? And how did their presence in my life enhance my life? Excuse me. Whose lives did I enhance most significantly? What were the most memorable moments and events of this past year? What did I learn about myself in this past year? Those reflections in your heart as you take a very deep breath and anticipate the year to come. What are my highest hopes and dreams for the coming year? What are the biggest obstacles to the achievement of these dreams? And what habits will I put in place to overcome those obstacles? What specific people and communities am I going to invest my time and energy into this year? The way you perceive yourself has tremendous power. Most people never really grow or change simply because the way that they perceive themselves never really changes for their entire life. Those people who actively work to change their own perceptions of themselves inevitably are always changing and growing in deep and dramatic ways. Really, in its highest sense, reality in its highest sense is truly unlimited. The only limits that exist are the ones that we hold in our own minds. That means we are the only ones who are stopping us from achieving our highest dreams, from becoming the best we can become. Take a very deep breath in. Nice, long, slow exhale out. As you take a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And And when you're ready, roll yourself over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm for a moment. And then we'll finish this practice where we began it. Come back to a comfortable seated position once again and offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And again, we'll drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. As we come back to center, let's circle our arms up and into the sky. Our hands come together above our head. We'll bring our hands first to our forehead for reflection and anticipation in our thoughts today. To our lips for reflection and anticipation in our words. And to our heart for reflection and anticipation in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.